Oh my goodness, what a wild week it's been so far. Listen in, find out why, okay? And we are going to do the power of intention today, too. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabby Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Wow, I have got to tell you about yesterday. Last week, you may have listened in, or maybe it's been a week or two ago. Yeah, it was two Fridays ago that I interviewed Bob Loudermilk regarding the Unconference. We had that event yesterday, and let me tell you, if you have an opportunity anywhere you can go to get to one, you have got to do it now. I know that some of you that are listening to me right now have what we call a sickness to be an entrepreneur. And the reason I use that word was that was a word that was used a lot yesterday, that when you have the passion and the desire to be an entrepreneur, it really almost is a sickness because you can't recover. You cannot recover. It's there. It's part of you. And I don't want to take away from what we usually are talking about on Wednesdays, and that's Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention, and we're studying the seven faces of the power of intention. And you're listening in for the first time. You may be wondering, who in the heck is Gabbin Gale, and why do I tell you that I can help you grow your business? Okay, well, here's why. Because I have had a bazillion years of experience, life lessons, lots of ups and downs. And I truly believe from my experience with a lot of networking and meeting with people and talking with people, that I'm always very surprised when I get an email say, you so inspire me, you so helped me, you so gave me that light bulb moment. And so I thought, why not bring it to more people? Because I love to talk and I love to tell stories. And if you look at it, your whole life is a bundle of stories. And if one story you share with someone can give them some insight to where they're at or what they're doing or where they're going, then you've made a difference in that person's life. And that's what my passion is, to make a difference in someone's life. So Monday through Thursdays, I get on here as a solo podcast talk show host, and I share my stories with you and trending things and what's going on in my life that, again, might help you. Then on Fridays, I get the privilege of interviewing some incredible guests that have their own success stories to share with you. Because again, it's really all about holding hands and working together. And when I say working together, if you're listening today and you like what you hear, please, please, please do me a big favor and share this. Download it, go to iTunes and subscribe to my channel. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to thegalefoleyshow.com. Everything about me is right there. You can check it out. I've got a free report on successful networking. Whatever you need, I hope I supply it for you there. But please, when you share it, here's what you do. You help my guests get in front of more people. And that's how I grow people's business. I grow people's businesses by helping them see a different perspective maybe on what they're facing. And when they hear other people's successful stories, and oh, let me tell you, I got so many coming. It's just amazing what can happen. But we share this through social media, through comments, through five-star reviews. Any way that you can help me to get this out to more people, I will be so appreciative. And think of this, someday I might be interviewing you. So let's get that audience going. Okay? All right. So I got to go back for just a second about yesterday. And I'm going to expand on this on tomorrow's show about this Unconference. But let me tell, I really, really want to encourage you that if you are in a space that feels like you are not living your true person, your true life, then maybe you're an entrepreneur. maybe it's time to explore that part of who you are. And yesterday, I have to tell you, there was 230 of us like-minded people hanging out together, and it was energizing. I mean, I'm not a morning person. If anybody's ever listened to me, they know that that's just not my gig. I get up, I exercise, I don't get to, I do one morning meeting a month, that's because I'm on a board, but for the most part, 7:30, I am on my treadmill. I do an hour workout every morning, and I don't like to give that up easily, so that's my routine. So I'm on my computer maybe about 10, maybe later, depending on what's going on. But yesterday, I was up at the crack of dawn, and I was at this meeting at 7:45 in the morning. I didn't leave till 6:30 last night. Came home, finished up a project I had promised to complete, and I was still flying high at 11 o'clock just because of the incredible people that I met. And I will be bringing you those guests in the coming weeks and months, because everyone that I talked to was more than happy to say they'd love to be on an interview with me. And these are people that are millionaires, that have helped create millionaires. They have stories of ups and downs and losing their life dreams because they made the wrong decision. Because our decisions are what make us move forward or stop dead in our tracks. And so, and people with their dreams, and people would come up to me and say, here's my card, I want to connect with you. One woman said to me, you know, I wanted to meet you. I saw that interview with Bob on there, and I can't wait to get your feedback on this event. So it was really, really an incredible day. But I have another event to go to this afternoon. I am on the board of this organization, and they are having a face-to-face with the city councilman. It could be a little bit scary, but that's okay. I will move on from that. And then this afternoon, I have my meeting with the MCs that we're having for our event, and we got all that going on. So it's just a crazy week. But let me get to what Words of Wisdom on Wednesdays are all about. And that would be the number 5 face of attention. And it's a very short one. So I'm just going to read it to you, because I think it's one of these things that you really need to read it to embrace it. And here's my encouragement to you. Get this book. I'm serious. The Power of Intention, Dr. Wayne Dyer. I have a list, an ongoing list. Every time my mentor Sam Crowley talks about a book, I write it down. Every time I'm on anybody's webinars where they mention a book that's made a difference for them. When I watch Ellen DeGeneres and she's got somebody on there with a book, I'm listening and I'm writing it down. And one of the things that I'm transitioned a little bit in my reading material, I have walls of books with personal development. But what's intriguing me now, and I think it's because of my posture here on my podcast, is I am immersed and intrigued with success stories. There's a book that I want to get by Rita Davenport. I want to get Jane Pauley's book. I've just read Sam Crowley's book. These are people that have gone through their ups and downs, and they record it and they share it in a book form. I've got a chapter in a book. You can find that on my page as well. So my reading has changed a little bit. I'll continue to bring you personal development stuff, but it doesn't matter whether you embrace autobiographies and their success stories, or you get material that's very pertinent to what you do in life. Like yesterday, we were talking a lot in one of the sessions about social media and which ones should you embrace. And the ones that you should embrace in social media are the ones that you're going to actually be participating in. In fact, I've got a book waiting for me at my mail drop on LinkedIn. LinkedIn for me has been incredibly wonderful. I actually hung out with a woman yesterday that found me on LinkedIn, and locally we connected. One of the gentlemen that was one of the sponsors there, such a funny story. He was writing articles about retaining employees, and he has a, it's called client growth. Client growth. I can't think of the last part of it. Anyway, George will forgive me. But anyway, he had written some really great articles, and at the time that I read them, of course, I was diligently and passionately sharing my other product, which was how to stay in touch with your customers. And so I would just comment and say, oh, that's so cool, great article. And so we went back and forth for a while. And then finally, I said to him, I'd love to meet you for coffee sometime, because that's what I do locally. If somebody reaches out to me on LinkedIn, I look and see if we have some common things, and if there's an interest, then I invite them to meet me for a cup of coffee. And it has brought so many wonderful friendships into my life. So I extended that invitation to George, and he says, well, that would be wonderful, except I'm in Iowa. Whoa, I had no clues. I wasn't paying attention to that part. For whatever reason, I thought he was in Wichita. Well, ironically, about a week after this invitation, he sends me an email that he has just become partners with this Bob Loudermilk, who helped post this unconference. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I write back, and I say, how do you know Bob? He's one of my friends, and he's also a customer of mine. This is just too funny. What's going on? So long story short, he becomes a customer of mine. George becomes a customer of mine. He comes to Wichita to participate in an event that I was helping Bob with, and I'm there early. Here's another early morning for me. I'm there early in the morning, and I'm walking around the room, and George told me he was going to be there. It was his first event with Bob for their new merger, and he was going to have a booth there, and they had things set up for breakfast. And I see this man, and from behind, I never saw him except for his profile picture, right? So I see this guy standing there. I'm thinking, huh, I think that's George. Sure enough, even though I'd never seen the man in person, I saw him from the back, and I knew that was George. Don't ask me how I knew that. Anyway, George has been an incredible friend and resource, and he was at the event yesterday. And so that came from LinkedIn. And it was wonderful to hear his story about how he uses the program I set him up on, that he has a niece that wasn't expected to live more than one day. But she is 5 now. She has this 3 kinds of multiple sclerosis or complications with it. And he sends her about 5 or 6 cards every month. And he says, I am her favorite uncle. And every time they walk in the door, it's mail call. And he says, it's just been an incredible treat for me. So that just comes from one connection for LinkedIn. So we were talking about that yesterday, about social media. And so when I talk about social media and how we share the interviews, I don't go out there and market my podcast on a weekly basis. Now, that's going to be changing up, because I'm going to learn how to market this so more people hear about it. I'm going to get into more directories. But when I interview some, we share it with our mutual social medias. And that doesn't mean you have to be in 2,000 different social medias out there. I focus on about 4. Why? Because those 4, I will actually go in and interact with people. So that's what I talk about when I talk about sharing it with social media. Now, back to this chapter. Okay, so Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about be ever expansive. The next time you see a garden full of flowers, observe the flowers that are alive and compare them to the flowers that you believe are dead. What's the difference? The dried up dead flowers are no longer growing, while the live flowers are indeed still growing. I think we all get that pretty well. Okay, the all-emerging universal force that intended you into beingness and commences all life is always growing and perpetually expanding, as with all 7 of these phases of intention, by reason of its universality, it must have a common nature with yours. By being in an ever-expanding state and growing intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually, you're identifying with the universal mind. By staying in a state of readiness in which you're not attached to what you need to think or be, and by thinking from the end and staying open to receiving divine guidance, you abide by the law of growth and are receptive to the power of intention. Okay, I'm going to be totally honest with you. That one is not one I really completely understand. But he talks about growth, and I am so excited that I am now doing, you know, I did my 50th episode. This is like number 52, But I got to tell you, I grow every day when I do this, and I grow by leaps and bounds when I get a wonderful testimonial from one of my dearest friends. This is a shout out to my friend Terry Jones in California. I know he's listening because he writes me the most incredible, oh, they're just wonderful comments. I mean, it's just amazing. I so appreciate him. And so I'm busting my butt to get to this event the other day, and I had this project that I finished this project, and I was so excited that this project was done. And then the woman said, oh, no, you can't do that for a gift. I'm like, oh, no. So I had done it by the deadline, and so she extended the deadline. The night before this conference, unconference, she lets me know that she would love to get my profile and my bio up there sooner than later. So I'm trying my best to get it done, and it just wasn't coming together. So I said, okay, I'll catch it the next day. So I miss seeing this e-card that my friend Terry had sent me. And I don't know if you ever heard Jib Jab, where you get to pick out a character and you do your little thing. But oh, Terry, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have put that on my thank you page on my new WordPress blog. It is just the most, I'm almost speechless because it's such an incredible honor that you took the time and created such a cool little deal for me. I so thank you. And for me, growing is all about not just reading the books, not just doing this podcast, but knowing that someone is really listening and getting their appreciation, getting their feedback. And it just makes my life so special. And so if you're listening today, I thank you. Thank you. That means so much to me. And if you're scratching your head about this, this step five, this phase five, you know, I think it just means to be more aware of what's around us. Yes, there are dead flowers, but there are the flowers that are also taking root and starting to flower. And I think that's a metaphor for how we are. We're flowers. I mean, sometimes you're in a dead zone. You may be very alive and you may be breathing, but whatever's going on in your life makes you feel very dead. And I don't know of too many people that haven't been in that place where, oh my goodness, I remember working in a furniture store for a very short time. I had gone from the frying pan right into the fire. I wanted to escape the awfulest boss I'd ever had and go into something entirely just because I wanted to get away from this person. And so one Saturday, I am an outdoors person, and one Saturday, I'm standing in this furniture store, and it's the Oktoberfest, and I am looking out on this most beautiful autumn day, and I cannot escape. I called my kids. I says, you got to break me out of jail. I'm in jail. I can't stand this. And my daughter says, Mom, it's okay. No, it wasn't okay. It was awful. I so hated going to work every day at that place because it was so out of context for me. But I had to pay rent. I had to pay my car payment. I didn't have a choice. And I know that if you're listening to me today, you may be saying that, but Gail, I don't have a choice. I understand that. I know that. But start reading some of these books that we talk about. Maybe it will lead you to the light at the end of the tunnel or give you that light bulb moment that you can say, yes, now I know what I can do. So I got to run to my councilman forum face-to-face to see what kind of commotion is going to be stirred up at this meeting. We had a little bit of that going on yesterday. So anyway, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. And please go to thegailfoleyshow.com and go to my thank you page and check out this incredible Jib Jab thank you celebration congratulations that Terry Jones sent me, because it will put a smile on your face today and all day. I promise you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.